Welcome, guys, to this podcast from Celeris Therapeutics, deep tech startup in the intersection of machine learning and life sciences. My name is Amir, and I'm head of computational chemistry at Celeris Therapeutics. I'll be your host today, and through most of this episode, I will guide you through the podcast. This series contains 7 episodes called Insight 1, trying to demonstrate and give you insights of our technologies in Celeris Therapeutics. Today, I have Christopher Troma, the CEO, and Jacob Hohenberger, the CFO and CEO, both co-founders of Celeris Therapeutics, as my guests. Okay, guys, why did you found Celeris Therapeutics? Christopher, I would like to start with you.
Well, having spent so many years in that industry and being faced with the same issues over and over again, I really tried to face and tackle those undruggable pathogenic proteins. So as you all know, we do have 2021 and we're just still unable to treat many different serious diseases within all different sorts of areas, from like ranging to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and many others caused by these undruggable targets, right? When I first read about geometric deep learning, also sometimes called graph representation learning for life sciences, the first time I saw that this is a great opportunity and technology that can actually provide some very precious value, not only for us as scientists, but for the humankind in general, in order to tackle exactly these diseases. So after meeting Jacob several times, we immediately tried to kick off and start this kind of company, came up with some sketches, made some plans, and really tried to implement the first running prototypes, and then almost also immediately obtained the first fundraising here.
Now to you, Jacob. You have extensive experience in software engineering and already founded multiple tech companies. While your last position was head of sales at a Swiss-based fintech venture builder, why did you move from blockchain and finance to AI and life sciences?
Well, I gained great experiences in the finance industry and found many interesting applications for blockchain to serve humankind. But I had the feeling that these are too far away from a direct impact on humankind, at least for me. So I wanted to join life sciences as they directly connect to people. I knew that I wanted to found a startup again and explored many different applications, different technologies. At that time, SARS-CoV-2 arose and acknowledged that life sciences will be my next field. While that exploration, I fortunately met Christopher. As we talked about artificial intelligence for drug discovery, I felt like, yeah, that sounds cool and great. Let's go.
And sounds like a quick and pragmatic start. Talking about the roots, what does Celeris Therapeutics do, Christopher?
So as I think I already mentioned just previously, it's all about these undruggable pathogenic proteins. We just simply call those targets. So 80% of all relevant human targets are currently not addressable by state-of-the-art methods. And very promising pharmaceutical strategy is actually to leverage the endogenous cell disposal system, which can degrade proteins instead of trying to inhibit those. We developed a whole ton of different algorithms that predict, for instance, biomolecular interactions, then further down the line, so-called ternary complexes, to just boost this system and induce something which we call targeted protein degradation. These computer-based methods for such degrader molecules, they're very complex and require a whole ton of different novel solutions, which we just brought to the market.
Sounds like a great sweet spot in a very dense and crowded market. So another question on that is, what does Celeris even mean, Jacob?
Thanks for that question. As Christopher already explained, we are dealing with a technology that leverages natural cell-based mechanisms to degrade proteins. For example, proteases. That means proteolysis targeting chimeras, as they're heterobifunctional molecules. Chimeras are mythical creatures combining other creatures. Celeris, for example, is a chimera creature combining horse and eagle, known for speed.
Okay, interesting story. I think Greek mythology will come back in this series again when we talk about the platform Celeris One and its different modules, of course. Talking about speed and traction, tell me about your achievements so far, Christopher.
We incorporated the company, I think, in January just this year, so 2021. In March 2021, we've received the first VC or venture capital investment amounting to a sum of 400,000 euros from two different VCs, R42 Group from the Silicon Valley and Longevity Tech Fund from Prague, Czech Republic, to actually develop our first running prototype. April, we obtained a grant amounting to 600,000 euros, and in July, another 600,000 euros from an Austrian-based venture capital fund, Apex Ventures, which are also leading our current seed fundraising round. With that money, we've built a team of 18 experts around the whole world, I would say, and developed and validated the deep learning pipelines. Our MVP cloud platform is up and running. We filed several different patents in the deep learning space, as well as in the biochemistry and chemistry space in general. And we also started the implementation of our BSL2 and chemistry laboratory in the heart of the city of Graz, which is the second biggest one in Austria.
Wow, it looks like speed and swiftness are very important to you guys. Congratulations on your achievements so far. I would like to ask, what do you see in the long run for Celeris Therapeutics?
Next year, we will have a fully up and running multi-cloud solution to design degraders in silico, which means computer-based. We will have 3 to 5 targets to work on within our very own drug development pipeline, and 2 or maybe up to 3 more collaborations with big pharma and biotech companies on so-called proteases, proteolysis targeting chimeras and molecular glues, which are, I would assume, biggest classes of these types of degraders.
That sounds you have a great vision for the upcoming years and a clear plan to get there. Thank you very much, both to you, Christopher and Jacob. Next series, we'll be talking about the role of AI in our company. So we will talk to our CSO, Saint Fuladi, and our CTO, Noha Weber. They will elaborate on the importance of application of AI on biomolecules. Thanks for listening and have a lovely day.